Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, your weekly guide through matters crucial to families and the preservation of traditional values in the Commonwealth and beyond. Archives of this and past shows are available at afaofpa.org. Now your host, a dedicated advocate for family values and the director of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, Diane Gramley.
The LGBTQ issue isn't in the news so much anymore, even within Christian circles, not only unfortunate but tragic. This is so-called LGBTQ plus Pride Month. They keep adding letters, I'm sure I left some out. As this issue is largely abandoned by Christian groups, we've seen a steady advancement of the normalization of homosexuality in all ilks as they come up with different sexual orientations. The nation is rightfully in an uproar about boys and girls sports and private spaces, but we cannot ignore the fact that homosexual activists laid the foundation for this movement. We knew, back in when Donald Trump ran for president the first time, he viewed, quote-unquote, same-sex marriage as the law of the land. Too many others view it the same way, unfortunately. Now, in his second term, he is doing a great job for the country. There's no doubt about that, except he's still lacking in one major moral issue. My guest today is Linda Harvey. She's president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us again.
Thank you, Diane, for having me on.
So as we've seen the Democrats drift further to the left, they're taking the Republican Party with them in one area, especially as the LGBTQ issue. I mean, the Republican Party hasn't gone, you know, boys and girls bathroom are okay, and illegal immigration is okay, and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to this issue of homosexuality, they've drifted too far to the left. And President Trump has taken a strong stand against transgenderism, but in my book, he receives an F when it comes to this homosexual issue. So let's talk about some of those failings. Back in, again, when he ran in 2016 or 2015, and won in 2016, he made it very clear that the same-sex marriage issue was, it was a done deal. Supreme Court has spoken, that was the end. Also, this most recent GOP platform did not, I don't even think it mentioned family or anything like that. Didn't address the life issue. So there's various things that have happened within the GOP within recent years. And I know Donald Trump's not the only one who has succumbed, shall I say, to the LGBTQ agenda, but what are some of the things, I mean, even within his administration, who are some of the ones that he has placed or that he nominated or that he placed in positions of authority that are open homosexuals?
Yes, there's quite a few, and they're getting more and more press these days. Scott Bessent, you know, Secretary of the Treasury, and he is a key advisor. He's on news all the time and seems to be a very talented person. He is quote unquote married to another man and they've raised children together. So he's very, you know, very much a part of that. Rick Grenell is a security advisor and a special advisor in various aspects of the administration as Trump appoints him. And he was, has been in the intelligence and the security advice positions with the Trump administration in the previous administration. And that's his background. He seems to be very talented on that. But the problem is Rick Grenell is openly homosexual and has made many very objectionable comments. He is also, quote unquote, married to another man. And recently, a big controversy because he's been put as the interim director of the Kennedy Center after Trump is cleaning house there and cleaning out all the wokeism, supposedly, except for this thing. Well, there was a conservative Christian named Floyd Brown who established the Western Journal, who was hired, I think, 6 weeks ago. And when CNN did a report behind the scenes and then sent it privately to people at the Kennedy Center, and I think including Rick Grenell, about Floyd Brown's past comments objecting to same-sex marriage and talking about all the staff people that have been loaded into positions in the Republican Party up and down the line and staff people to Republican politicians. commenting on that, getting that advance notice of that, Floyd Brown was fired, and he believes Rick Grenell was behind that. So we got lots of issues going on. Tammy Bruce is an open lesbian, very well spoken, except for, of course, this issue. She's the press person at the front of the Department of State. So lots and lots of pats on the back for these open homosexuals and supposedly conservatives, but we cannot count on them, when, especially when we get down to non-discrimination rights, which we've just seen in the Rick Grenell, the Floyd Brown situation, and allegedly, you know, that Rick Grenell hasn't commenting on whether he did this, but Floyd Brown is saying it was Rick Grenell.
Right.
And when we come to children and schools, they're never going to support the getting rid of the homosexuality aspect of the LGBTQ agenda in our schools.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I was going to bring up, too, about the schools. But, yeah, I know that in fact, it was on X, Floyd Brown revealed that he'd been fired within 2 hours of the CNN question, or CNN asking him to recant his position on so-called same-sex marriage. And within 2 hours, he was out the door. Of course, Rick went down saying, well, I don't even know the guy. Yeah, well, okay, well, he's fired anyway. And you're the director, so why don't you know the guy? And my understanding is Floyd Brown was appointed by President Trump to be the vice chair or the vice president of the Kennedy Center. So he wasn't the custodian. I mean, he wasn't the custodian.
Right.
And
right.
My understanding is President Trump also is the chair of the board, or he was the chair of the board of the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. So a lot of stuff going on there. But, yeah, that's one example, very troubling example. And I know in Scott Bessent's confirmation hearings, his quote-unquote husband attended, sitting behind him. So, again, reaffirming in their eyes that it's okay for a man to marry another man. Again, in their eyes, but we know what Scripture definitely says. And, you know, as the GOP moves to the left on this issue, my fear is that they're going to, you know, go to the left on other issues. But to me, this is a key issue, because it completely redefines family. And as you mentioned, it impacts students. It will impact students because when it comes to efforts by parents or even school boards to remove these troublesome books from school libraries, or when it comes to the addition of sexual orientation and gender identity to some school board policies, there's going to be pushback by these quote-unquote gay GOP members. And it doesn't look good, but they're not connecting the dots. In my book, they're just not connecting the dots. And it's interesting that Floyd Brown's story has not been covered very much, except on the mainstream media. Basically, they're touting the quote-unquote success of CNN and getting this homophobe ousted from the Kennedy Center. But I know LifeSite News did cover it, and I haven't found many others. There was one Christian commentator, if I can find his name, who said that the administration should fire Rick Grenell and rehire Floyd Brown. It was Ben Seisloft, Christian commentator Ben Seisloft said that Grenell should be fired and Brown should be rehired.
Christian Post did something
okay,
on it. Christian
good.
Post.
Okay,
did,
good, yeah. Good. I didn't follow the link. I just saw the name, so I didn't follow the link.
Yeah, and of course, I did. I wrote something in my.
Absolutely, you did. That's this whole interview. Just for the listeners, this whole interview is based on her article, which at the end we're going to tell you how to get hold of this great article. And it's just troubling. But even since I think within the last 4 years, maybe even prior to that, I know that at least Melania Trump hosted fundraisers for the Log Cabin Republicans. Mm-hmm. Who are the Log Cabin Republicans, and why do they pick that name, Log Cabin?
Yeah. Like most things with homosexuality, even their name is a lie. Mm-hmm. They claim that Abraham Lincoln, who's reputed to have grown up in a log cabin, was a closeted homosexual. And they took that name 25 years ago or something, mm-hmm. just to claim a Republican identity, and they're supposedly conservative. These folks are supporters of homosexual marriage, quote unquote marriage. They're supporters of non-discrimination policies that include sexual orientation, which goes, at, like in this case, directly, there's always a showdown between that and Christian, faithful Christian rights under the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. They're in favor of a range of other issues that make them sound just like the LGBTQ wing of the Democratic Party. Yeah. The only thing they are is they will claim to be fiscal conservatives and military conservatives and pro-America. Well, you can do that all you want, but if you're saying you're married to a man married to another man, we're not buying it. Right. You know. And also, the other thing is they could Rick Grenell professes to be a Christian, as do several others. Mm-hmm. If we have time to talk about some of the others.
I think Scott Bessent does also. I think he does also.
I did not know about him. I'm thinking of Guy Benson on mm-hmm. Fox News, mm-hmm. Which I had my own encounter with Guy Benson years ago when he was Sandy Rios's producer. You know, Sandy Rios, wonderful evangelical radio talk show host and former president of CWA for years. Well, he was her producer in Chicago. That's how he started.
Oh, okay.
So I had did not know why this guy was being so rude to me when I went into the studio. Later, many years later, he came out as gay. And I thought that's the reason, because mm-hmm. the topic of my conversation was the same one as today, you know, basically about homosexuality. So Guy Benson. Then John Reed is a candidate in the state of Virginia for lieutenant governor. So did you want to talk about that?
I did want to talk. I couldn't remember his name, but I know he's the lieutenant governor candidate. So what happened there in Virginia? So GOP turning their back on him?
It's not. They're not turning their back on him. He is a conservative, quote unquote. Well, he expresses many of the conservative talking points. Radio talk show host from Richmond. And then he has come out as homosexual, and he's dated to, or it's supposedly engaged to, this much, much younger fellow that who goes with him campaigning. And Trump endorsed him mm-hmm. at a 2024 campaign rally of Trump's, and stood for pictures in between John Reed and his homosexual lover.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is horrible. And the thing is, so now John Reed, there has been, so that basically he has Trump's endorsement. He's lieutenant governor candidate. Mm-hmm. Winsome Earl Sears, who is a committed Christian, a wonderful black woman, right. ex-military, Jamaican refugee, or not refugee, but immigrant from her family was when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. You know, great candidate. She stuck with this guy because the GOP is backing him.
Oh, wow.
And
go ahead.
Oh, the other evidence, the big thing scandal in him is he was has been shown apparently his email account is associated with nude pictures of males.
Oh, wow.
But he's denying that. But then there are pictures of him posing with drag queens, smiling, he and his lover guy. So, you know, he doesn't have, and posing with a T-shirt that says liberal in the bedroom. Oh. You know, this is not the guy we want.
Not the guy. So Virginia does, here in PA, we have two separate races, one for the governor, one for lieutenant governor. So Virginia's not that way.
Mm-hmm. No, they are. It's separate. But what people are predicting is that this could sink the GOP ticket, because a lot of conservative Christians, rightly, aren't going to vote for this guy. Well, they might not vote for Winsome Sears, or if they vote her in, Winsome Earl Sears, if they vote her in, then she's stuck with this. With a Democrat,
VP. Wow. I mean, lieutenant governor. Wow. They're digging a hole. The GOP's digging a hole, and they're going to fall into it, and not going to be able to regain the support of Christians. And I know President Trump, a lot of Christians voted for him both times. Well, all three times, actually. And this is going to put a wall up, is building a wall. And though I think the wall is getting higher and higher as far as that goes. You also mentioned in your article Mitt Romney, which we know, former governor of Massachusetts, who basically mm-hmm. allowed so-called same-sex marriage to become legal in Massachusetts, which started the whole the whole process of getting it to the Supreme Court and then the terrible Obergefell decision several years ago. You also mentioned Marco Rubio. I didn't realize Marco Rubio was, that his campaign was, he got a lot of money from Paul Sanger, who's an LGBTQ activist. I didn't know. Now he's Secretary of State, so that explains why, probably explains why Tammy Bruce is the spokesperson for the Department of State.
Right, and that's really sad. You know, this, we've got these, this is a homosexual, pro-homosexual billionaire, Paul Singer. I think he has a relative who's a homosexual, or, you know, so he's pushing. These big donors are pushing this agenda into the Democratic Party. The other thing is, we have to remember, too, I was just reading this, and I'd forgotten all this. You know, we've been in this for so long, Diane, that you forget what you were used to write about.
Right, exactly.
That George Bush is the one who nominated Ken Mellman as the, he wasn't there for very long, as the chairman of the National Republican Party. And that's a guy who came out later as homosexual. But while he was in there, he put all kinds of people in their RNC staff who are open homosexuals. And there are lots of those people as the staff people to many of the Republicans in Congress, as well as at state levels. You've got lots and lots of legislative aides who are open homosexuals who keep these people kind of in check because they look at them every day and, you know, they think, I don't want to have this person hostile to me, so I'm going to vote. You know, this is really wrong. We need to, if this is all, the door we have opened when we have said, well, you know, there's really nothing wrong. We need to just, you know, accept these people in the workplace and not worry about that. I am not agreeing with that from, especially now, the more you see, there's always a problem. And especially when you're trying to stand up against the corruption of our culture and our children.
Absolutely. It's the foot in the door. It's the camel's nose under the tent. It eventually will end up into the tent. And with the whole concept of the big tent, the GOP wants a big tent. I mean, how big that tent's going to become, so big it's going to collapse. And this issue, I believe, is going to be the one that collapses the GOP big tent. And it's very troubling. You had I also wanted to mention the GOP who voted for the Equality Act. One of those was Pennsylvania's Brian Fitzpatrick over in Bucks County, which doesn't surprise me really. But you mentioned in your article about, let me see if I could find that. It was a 2021 study by political scientists Gabriella Magni and Andrew Reynolds. And that they found Republican candidates received as LGBTQ+, such as the Virginia Lieutenant Governor candidate, they suffered an electoral penalty of up to 14.8 percentage points among GOP voters and over 17% among conservatives overall. So, again, the fact the Virginia GOP is endorsing an open homosexual for a lieutenant governor is, as you're predicting, he's going to probably lose, and the conservative, or may tank the entire GOP ticket for governor and lieutenant governor. Or if the governor does win, one who's currently lieutenant governor, she's going to get stuck with a Democrat lieutenant governor.
Anyway. Right. Very, very likely. And there, I guess Virginia is considering an amendment to enshrine same-sex so-called marriage in their state constitution. So, and John Reed is squishy on that. So this is a problem. You know, well, the other thing, when you're talking about this basically good news for the conservative, our standpoint, there was a recent Gallup poll just came out in May that shows that support among Republicans for same-sex so-called marriage has dropped 14 points in the past 3 years. Dropped. So we are in great shape as far as support for our side among Republicans. Now, it's risen among Democrats, but they've been taking this Gallup poll for years and years and years, and this is the biggest drop they've ever seen. I mean, it's been rising steadily among Republicans, among everybody, but among Republicans. And all of a sudden, boom, it falls off the – you know what it coincides with is the push on transgenderism. Mm-hmm. People – our eyes are being opened, and also – They see what's happening in the schools and how these people are pushing their agenda onto innocent, impressionable kids. They don't care what parents think.
Yeah.
And that negligence is impressing a lot of people who are not even parents, but parents and grandparents.
Yeah, but they pay tax. They pay school taxes. You know, the ones who aren't parents pay school taxes. So, yeah.
I was just going to say
we just had our property reassessed, so we don't know what our taxes are going to be next year.
Well, you know, remember, Diane, for years and years and years, we were lectured on what is your problem mm-hmm. with same-sex marriage? It doesn't affect your marriage.
Oh, yeah.
It won't affect anything. Baloney. Exactly. It has completely changed the culture, period, the media, period, and everything that's pitched to children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once it's legitimate among adults, then it becomes a legitimate lifestyle and inclination among kids, because guess what? We all, as heterosexuals, look to the opposite sex while we're growing up to date in anticipation of marriage.
Right.
Wouldn't the right to date someone in anticipation of your same-sex so-called marriage become a right? That's exactly what's being pushed.
That's exactly. And just looking at some of the books that are being placed on the shelves of school libraries, and the fact that there's, you know, the Gay Day of Silence, and there's Gay Straight Alliance Clubs, although they name them now diversity clubs or something, some other name, so it's not evident that it's a Gay Straight Alliance Club, but it's still the same thing,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
More inclusive, but it's troubling. So how can folks access this article that we've been referencing during this interview?
It's on our website. It's posted right at the top on missionamerica.com.
Okay, missionamerica.com, and it's right there. Yeah, was your most recent article, I think. And you you write an article on a regular basis. I wish I could get that organized. I tried to.
You write lots of things. You put out a lot of notices about what's going on. So
yeah.
I appreciate. Yeah. I follow what you do all the time.
Okay.
Because it all mirrors what we're going through in Ohio.
I was going to ask, how did the term gay conservative become accepted?
I don't know, but it's ridiculous how this goes back quite a ways, as I said, to George Bush and his,
mm-hmm.
and you know how squishy he and Laura were on this issue. They were always a problem on this.
Oh, yeah.
And, so many people were, but then there was Mitt Romney in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2003 when he allowed that to go through, and 2004. So we're well over two decades this in the Republican Party supporting this. And so, of course, it's become a fixture. But there is no such thing as a conservative. If you're not conservative on family issues and sexuality, you are not a conservative.
Right, exactly. And we need to emphasize that fact. Ohio's bill, real quick, you have a Natural Family Month bill in Ohio. Tell us about that mm-hmm. and give us a status.
Yes, it has not passed yet, but we have a longtime pro-family leader here in Central Ohio who's proposed that the time between Mother's Day and Father's Day be declared Natural Family Month, celebrating male and female marriages, with their and mom and dad, with their own biological or adopted children, even committed step parents are also embraced in
right,
that.
Right.
And so it has been declared, and he's getting a lot of press for this. And then there's a bill down at the Ohio State House. It has gotten a sponsor hearing, so we don't know. It needs to move fast because Father's Day is coming up.
Well,
so
yeah.
But if not this year, I mean, I think it'll be next year because people are, I think, ready for this.
Okay. Do you think if I know Vivek, I cannot pronounce his last name, is running for governor there in Ohio, if he wins, what do you think the state of such a bill as this would be? Would he sign it or not, as governor?
I think he would sign it. You know, I go back and forth on Vivek because he is right with us on so many issues, and he really gets the school issues.
Uh-huh.
However, he has expressed in the past some sympathy for the same-sex so-called marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to see the writing on the wall and change his mind. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
He certainly sees the transgender issue and virtually every other issue we have. And we don't have another good, strong Republican candidate.
Oh.
So we are in, he's going to be the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's strong. I mean, let's give him a chance.
Well,
I think But yeah.
That's good. Okay. Well, time will tell for sure. So give us your website again, and folks can contact you through your website, right?
Yes. It's missionamerica.com.
Okay. Missionamerica.com. Keep up the good work over there in Columbus, and we'll keep track of that Natural Family Month bill and see what happens.
Okay. Great.
You take care.
You too, Diane.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. Please note that the views and opinions expressed by our guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the AFA of Pennsylvania. We value your opinions as well. To continue the conversation, visit afaofpa.org, where you'll find links to all our social media. If you're passionate about defending traditional values in our state, we invite you to get involved with the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. Visit our website at afaofpa.org or write P.O. Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323 to learn more and to take action. Together, we can make a difference for the families and the future of Pennsylvania.